Thursday's House debate sounded like a church service at times.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Genesis 9:6. If man sheds blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
Those of you who are without sin, cast the first vote yes.
Only God can judge, but we can sure set up the meeting.
That last voice was Representative Matt Gaetz, the Panhandle Republican sponsoring the measure to, in his words, fix Florida's capital punishment system. The bill is a joint effort with Republican J.W. Grant and Democrat Dave Kerner. The state has more than 400 inmates on death row, 10 of whom who've been able to stave off execution for 35 years through the appeals process. The average time until execution in Florida is more than 13 years. Grant says the bill cuts down on convicted violent criminals being able to bring frivolous motions to delay the inevitable.
Members, we're not speeding up the death penalty. We're just slowing down fraud. We're just simply saying that when you've been sentenced to death, you can't abuse rules of civil procedure in the appellate process.
The bill is expected to bring about executions more quickly by adding another way death warrants can be issued. Gaetz says he can't look families of murder victims in the eye and tell them they have to wait for justice any longer. But opponents of the measure point to the fact that Florida has more overturned convictions for death row inmates than any other state. 24 people have been sentenced to death and later exonerated in light of additional evidence, including some who were in prison for decades. That's why some lawmakers like Mia Jones, a Jacksonville Democrat, said they can't support the bill.
The one thing that you cannot take back is if you put a person to death, you can't bring them back to life. If one life is taken and that person is innocent, that's one life too many.
The measure passed the House with some bipartisan support on a vote of 84 to 34. Supporters say it should save the state money while preserving the rights of the accused to due process. In fact, one provision of the bill is designed to require more competent court-appointed lawyers for defendants who can't afford their own. And it reestablishes and funds a specialized group of lawyers called the Capital Collateral Regional Council, who defend death row inmates when direct appeals have been exhausted. Representative Larry Metz, a Central Florida Republican, says the bill isn't about guilt or innocence. That's for judges and juries to decide.
What we'll end up doing is it'll hold attorneys in the system and judges accountable to their oaths of office as officers of the court to uphold the rule of law.
Still, other lawmakers said they appreciated what it's trying to accomplish, but the bill is premature. They said the Florida Supreme Court just formed a committee to study how the post-conviction process can be made more efficient, but their report isn't due until later in the year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.